The Radio Years, Supplemental. When I was an early teen, I was always fascinated by audio. When cassette recorders were small and affordable, I bought one in the mid-70s for around $35. And I recorded myself, my toddler twin brothers, the TV, the music off the radio, about everything I could figure out. Later, I got the best Christmas present ever, which was a JCPenney stereo that had it all. We're talking radio, record player, cassette, and 8-track. You younger people might have to look up what exactly an 8-track tape is, but I also had an attached mic that I would tape my voice and send audio letters to my friends in the mail. It was so fun to get a cassette back and be able to listen to your friend's voice. Calling on the phone back then was expensive. All of that was the start of liking to produce audio. Now here I am still doing it in my later adult years. When I went off to college, I really set out to be a sports reporter. But later, after an internship at KCRG-TV in Cedar Rapids, I discovered I didn't like the night hours or the heavy camera equipment. Being a personality was a lot more fun on the air. As a freshman at a small private college with only about 1,200 students, I got involved right away at Wartburg College in Waverly, Iowa, at KWAR-FM. I studied the style of other DJs. I heard, I listened to them. I tried to copy their pace and delivery. I was the program director my sophomore year and also did basketball play-by-play. I really enjoyed that. My friend Dave, we were the first ever to broadcast a tape-delayed cable TV broadcast for Wartburg football back in 1984. I did the play-by-play. But learning how to produce commercials, cutting tape with an actual razor blade, long before computers took over, of course. I left Wartburg and worked at Iowa Central in Fort Dodge. That was KICB-FM. It had a huge listenership. It was fun. People would actually come up to me and comment on my show. Now that really, that kind of freaked me out at first. Before graduating from UNI and working at KCRS, I was highly encouraged to apply for a real radio job by an upperclassman who saw some talent in me. I still thought I was still kind of a work in progress, and I wasn't really good enough, so I thought. But in December 1985, I applied at the radio station that everyone listened to in Cedar Rapids, the very popular Q103. Now I think it's Z102.9. But anyway, the legendary Gary Dixon was the morning guy, and my first time on commercial radio was doing the news in the morning, and it was, I guess they called it dueling Gary's for a week. Then later, over the holidays, I filled in for full-timers who were on vacation. I continued to work there until I saw a sign that was in the hallway at UNI. Voices needed for commercials at KFMW and right there in nearby Waterloo. I was the voice of Santa for a few spots. And while walking out of the studio, I met this guy named Ted Jacobson. He was the program director at FM 108 KFMW. Just a powerhouse of a radio station with huge ratings. And Ted was also the morning host. He asked me what I was doing driving 60 miles, south to work at Q103 in Cedar Rapids. He said, why don't you just work here on the weekends? I was so excited. Ted is the same guy that helped me get hired after I graduated from college being an account executive at that very same station and selling commercial campaigns. I am forever grateful for the sales manager at KFMW who was named Greg Sweet. He showed me how to present like a marketing campaign and taught me other skills that I would use really the rest of my life, my rest of my business life. I also produced a lot of commercials for my clients, which I really enjoyed. Later, I moved back to Cedar Rapids after breaking up with my first serious girlfriend and worked a few months again at Q103. I was out of radio and used my brief sales experience to get hired selling advertising in a phone directory in Milwaukee. I missed radio, and by then Ted had moved to Iowa City, and he was the boss and the morning guy at 100.7 KKRQ. They were doing this kind of a new oldies format, playing 60s and 70s rock. So after being off the air for a year, I missed it so much and always wanted to be a full-time radio personality. So in part two, I'll share with you what happened after I took that full-time gig staying up all night DJing on the graveyard shift.